2 months before the Beijing Olympics, China has issued some basic guidelines for foreigners visiting for the Games, such as no sleeping on park benches and no political protests. China has also tightened visa restrictions, creating some inconveniences for business travelers and some foreigners who live in China. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has this report from Beijing.
The foreign business community in Hong Kong was one of the first to notice the changes. For them, getting a Chinese visa in Hong Kong is usually a straightforward money-for-visa transaction. It allows them to easily cross over the border into mainland China's Guangdong province, where many of them run factories. But in April, they found
the granting of six-month and one-year multiple entry visas is on temporary hold.
That's Richard Volstek, president of the American Chamber of Commerce in Hong Kong. He warns that if the restrictions continue after the Olympics, it might prompt American businessmen to take their factories elsewhere.
The fervent hope is that when the Olympics have passed, that they'll go back to where it was before, and the freer travel back and forth and in and out of China is going to be as it was, because that really does have an impact on the ease of doing business and the cost of doing business.
At first, Beijing said there was no change in its visa policy. Then last month, Foreign Ministry spokesman Qin Gang said there had been a change, but that China still welcomed foreign tourists, students, and business people. We're taking a stricter approach than before in handling visa applications, he admitted. The aim is to ensure a safer environment. But China's policy of reform and opening to the outside world will not change. Quite a few heads of state are expected to show up for the Beijing Olympics, and guaranteeing security is a top priority for China. Police claim to have foiled plots by homegrown Islamist extremist groups to stage attacks during the Games. But China also sees political dissent as a security threat. China posted special Olympic rules this week barring demonstrations, banners, or what it calls insulting slogans at the Games. Meanwhile, many foreigners already living in China are being forced to leave because they can't get their visas renewed. 24-year-old Brendan O'Kane is one of them. He does freelance translation work and writes a blog in Chinese. He says that thanks to easy visas, Beijing holds an irresistible attraction for young foreigners who want to set up shop as cultural entrepreneurs.
A friend of mine, Kaiser Guo, once said that Beijing is a black hole for smart slackers. And I've certainly seen that to be the case.
As a freelancer, O'Kane has been able to get by on temporary business visas, which is technically not legal. Now he can't get his visa renewed. He sees it as a minor inconvenience.
In this case, I'll be going back to the States, partly to make it look more plausible that I actually am a business traveler, but mainly just because I want to get some barbecue.
O'Kane notes that China is really just enforcing the laws already on its books. China's authoritarian regime has been able to stay in power over a rapidly changing society because of this sort of flexibility. It enacts sweeping laws that give it unfettered powers, but enforcing these laws to the letter is not feasible, so they enforce them only selectively and at special times. Now is one of those times. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.